following has been pre-recorded for your listening and dancing pleasure.
This Doug and Danny podcast brought to you by Cunningham's Journal. Cunningham's Journal, the only bar you need to know in Kearney.
And we're back here in the Doug and Danny studios, the Midway Auto Dealership broadcast booth, as we get ready for an extended Doug and Danny show. Your reaction, ladies and gentlemen, what do you think? I'll just take it right here, Doug Duda, Jimmy Langan. We're going to discuss it. We've got many special guests, Dave Revson of the Big Ten Network, Lindsey Schnell, Sports Illustrated, who was an Oregonian and worked at the Oregonian with Coach Riley. We'll talk to her. Dave Revson, as we said, we'll hear from Chris Schmidt of Hail Varsity here in just a little bit, and Jimmy and I will give you our reaction. It's been a long press conference. Let's hear from some of our fine sponsors. The Doug and Daddy Show will get underway right after this.
I don't know if I can take another drought, Phil.
Well, Dave, I've been a channel seedsman for a while, seen a lot of tough conditions and even tougher farmers.
Conversations like this are happening in channel cornfields across America.
Hey, how about that? Corn staying green.
You know what? They're doing a whole lot more than that.
At Channel, we don't have salesmen. We have Channel Seedsmen, a trusted advisor who works with you to provide the right recommendation for your fields. Like Channel brand Genuity Drought Guard Hybrids. During challenging drought conditions, Drought Guard Hybrids adapt to drought stress and conserve soil moisture using available water more efficiently until the next rain.
That's hydro efficiency, right?
Right, and that means a better chance for yield at harvest.
Always read and follow IRM, grain marketing, and all other stewardship practices and pesticide label directions. Individual results may vary.
Ask your seedsman about Channel Corn Brand 214-00-DGVT2-PRIB blend. Order early to have enough for planting. Genuity RIB complete products require planting a separate structured refuge in the cotton growing area.
Generations of a family working together on the same piece of land. It's a tradition around here. On a farm or ranch, everyone has their chores to do. The whole family contributes. It's a hard life, but it's a good life too. Agriculture is America's largest family business. We're proud to be a part of it. Minden Exchange Bank and Trust Company, member FDIC, equal housing lender. When you grow, we grow.
I'm here about the package delivery job.
But you're a reindeer.
Name's Rudolph.
Don't you work for Santa?
Yeah, but I'm looking at other options.
Why?
You heard about the Nebraska Lottery's Yuletide ride giveaway?
Yeah, when you enter non-winning holiday scratch tickets online, you'll have a chance to win a 2015 Jeep Cherokee Trailhawk. And the price of your ticket is the number of entries you get. A $1 ticket equals one entry, a $2 ticket equals two entries, and so on. I'm really excited about it.
So's Santa. If he wins a 2015 Jeep Cherokee Trailhawk, I can kiss my sleigh-pulling days goodbye. Catch my drift?
I do. Well, do you have any special skills?
Oh, besides being able to fly at 900 miles an hour and having a nose that lights up?
I mean, do you have any experience delivering packages?
You're kidding, right?
Must be 19. Please play and give responsibly. Jeep, Cherokee, and Trailhawk are registered trademarks of Chrysler Group, LLC. Chrysler Group, LLC is not a sponsor of this promotion.
Burger King's once popular Yumbo hot ham and cheese sandwich from the 70s is back, baby. What you know about Yumbo?
Yumbo.
All the way from the Y to the O, every delicious and mouth-watering ingredient packed together real close.
Yumbo.
Hot Black Forest ham and melted cheese, and it's on the Burger King 2 for $5 menu. Yumbo, your yum straight.
Yumbo.
Try this and any other premium sandwich on the Burger King 2 for $5 menu.
Yumbo.
Only at Burger King. Limited time only. Price and participation may vary. Prices higher in Alaska and Hawaii.
Today, buyers need the OneRocky.com edge. Finding out first is what gives you the best chance of finding the right home. Kearney's best real estate website just got better with customized listing notifications sent right to your email. As soon as a new listing meeting your criteria becomes available, you'll be notified. Log on to OneRocky.com and get signed up now.
Yo, this is Rocky. My customized listing service is not junk email. We don't even collect data. It's just my way of putting you first in the hunt for the right home.
Put Rocky Geyser in your corner because he cares.
OneRocky.com.
Thank you for the pleasure of your friendship and goodwill during the past year. Wishing you a wonderful holiday season and a new year full of happiness and prosperity. When you need us, we will be there. Kearney Towing and Repair.
Here's hoping your holidays are the best ever. Everyone at Broadfoot Sand and Gravel, the company that rocks, offers this wish for a beautiful holiday season and a new year of peace and happiness. Season's greetings to you and yours.
all sports, one source, two stations, KICS Hastings, KXPN Kearney, Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation.
Doug and Daddy Show, we did it Monday, we're doing it again today. Monday, we were firing a coach. The coach was out in Bo Pelini. Today, hiring Mike Riley. Doug Duda, Jim Langan with you, and we hope you'll be with us for the next couple of hours on another special edition of the Doug Daddy Show, where I guess Nebraska's saving a little bit of money. Mike Riley won't get quite as much, but I guess the first question, and I'll put it out there to you, the listeners, and we already have tweets and emails coming across, and I hope that you guys will continue to fire them off. I want to know what you thought of the press conference. And this whole winning the press conference thing, that is such a stupid thing to say. I mean, yeah, he won the press conference. What? He didn't. But are you sold? That's the simple question I have to you for the next 2 hours. Are you sold? Jimmy, are you sold? Good morning. How are you?
No, I'm not sold. I mean, let's be honest about that. If that's the only comment I get to make, are you sold, and that's your question, I am not sold.
Let's take a look at some of the things that the coach said. I think the very first one that put him in an uncomfortable spot here today was why he thinks he can win here, showing what his record was over the last 5 years at Oregon State. Another question to Sean Eichhorst about why you think he can win here and not having done it recently at Oregon State, winning big games. One of them did point out that they had beaten a couple of the top teams in the country when they had beaten a number one Oregon or a number two Oregon or USC or whoever else during their time at Oregon State. And I thought he was very uncomfortable when he was asked. There was a little hem-hawing and ums when he was asked what he's done to be better in the last 5 years and why he thinks he can win here when you've had the struggles you've had at Oregon State.
And I think this is fair, Doug, of why he cannot answer that question, because he was protecting some of his players at Oregon State. He's still the head coach at Oregon State. He recruited those guys. And let's be honest about this, is there's times when you're coaching and somebody goes, well, gee, what do you think you can't win? And the real answer is, my Bobby and my Johnny can't guard their Timmy and their Jimmy. But I can't say that because I don't want to make my players feel bad about that. But that's the real reason he couldn't win at Oregon State. Now, I don't know if that's for 14 years of that. You know what I mean? For 14 years. But, you know, when you're playing USC, Stanford, UCLA, Oregon, those four are going to have a little advantage every time you play them. So we've got a coach that wasn't at the elite program that he's going to be coming down for. Now, LSU, when Bo Pelini was at LSU, and he's the defensive coordinator, and they're ranked number one in the nation, his defense is going to look pretty good. You know, if you're Scott Frost and you're at Oregon and your quarterback's winning the Heisman Trophy, you're going to look pretty good. You know, so let's go. I think that's a really unfair advantage to go up to somebody. I'll give you an example of that. Kennesaw High School was used to be in a conference with Trumbull, Guide Rock. There's none of those schools even exist now.
Yep.
But Kennesaw does. But Kennesaw had twice the enrollment of these other schools. Guess what? You're at Kennesaw, you're going to be a good coach. I mean, you're going to win a lot of games, you know. So, I mean, and that's changed over 20 years. That conference has changed. That's no longer there. But they had an elite advantage. So I'm not saying, I'm not giving you to say that he should have never won there over 14 years. But I'm saying that's why it kind of gave him, it was hard for him to answer the question. Because the real answer is, my players at Oregon State right now cannot compete in the Pac-10 against some of these other elite programs.
Let's get to some of the tweets here at ESPN 1460 1550. Quincy says, I'm starting to feel a little more comfortable about the hire, but damn, Sean Eichhorst sure loves himself. Nate says, super excited and excited to see who he hires for assistance. Reminds me of a more experienced Tim Miles. I want to get on that assistant thing right now. Ladies and gentlemen of the jury, you are not going to know the name of a single assistant coach that he hires because most of them are going to be from his staff. Now, if he does happen to keep somebody from Nebraska, and it sure didn't sound that way, I think the house is clean. Then obviously you would know that name. Ed Orgeron is not coming here. I wish you people would quit it. You're the same people that said Jim Tressel and Scott Frost, and we'll put them all together. You have to realize that doesn't happen. That doesn't happen. And if it did happen, it would happen at a top 10 program, which Nebraska isn't right now. They're trying to get there. Ed Orgeron and Scott Frost aren't coming as assistant coaches. Okay?
You know, Doug, one thing that was very clear to me, the press, when they were there and they talked about the news conference, I thought it was interesting. I think that's the first time in 7 or 8 years I've watched a Nebraska football press conference where the coach goes, hey, that's a good question. Hey, that's a very good question. Hey, that's a really good question. Let me try to answer that for you. This is so clear to me. This is so clear to me. Bo Pelini at times could be gruff. And the ADI course did not want a guy like that. And he completely has hired somebody that's entirely different. Whether that works or not, that's what we won't know for 3 to 5 years. But it is clearly, to me, that's why Bo Pelini was fired. It was how gruff he was with the media at football games, at halftime. I mean, and you know, sometimes... you know, sometimes you have to be at your best. The average person will come and go, well, why are they bothering them at halftime? Because that's what they do to every coach in the nation. They talk to them. The game's on TV. You come over at halftime. And you got to be able to break down and melt down and go, hey, yeah, what do you got? What's your question? Good. I mean, I got 15 minutes at halftime. Now I got 14:30. But I can't be yelling at you about it because you're just trying to do your job.
Correct.
You know, so, but that's why. That is so clear to me, especially after listening to this man talk, because he's entirely different. Very polite man, went out of his way to be nice to the press. I don't know if it's going to work as a football coach, but I know that is why Bo Pelini was fired, because this guy is entirely different. They did not fire Bo Pelini and get another Bo Pelini back.
But the most gruff part, and then they just kept going to him. It could be a home game. It could be an away game. They could be ahead. They could be behind. They always went to Bo. They hardly ever went to the other coach. 90% plus it was Bo at halftime, regardless of the situation, because you had the chance of getting that soundbite or getting that reaction or something that could play out for another 24 hours or that the guys upstairs in the booth could talk about during halftime and during the rest of the football game in the second half. Darren says, sounds like Coach Riley has been competitive and winning some big races while driving an AMC Gremlin. I'm excited to see what he can do now that he's been given the keys to a Porsche.
Good point. Great point by that. Who was that? What was that guy's name?
That was Darren.
Great job. That's a really good one. That's good.
John says, sounds like a class act, and with his connections nationally, he should put together a top-notch staff. I'm going to be very pointed about this, and it's always appreciate the chatting. Wherever we go, obviously, that is the subject. And so I've been talking about this Nebraska football thing for a long, long time, and I'm going to try and keep my same stance. He's got to win. I'm sure he's a nice guy, but all this stuff doesn't matter. He's got to win. Yeah, you can have the greatest staff in the world, but you might not win. You might bring a bunch of guys in that are two stars, and you might coach them up and do win. You've got to have the perfect combination. Again, you had 9 wins every single season. You can't tell me there's no talent here. People say there is talent here. The coaches couldn't coach them up. 3 years. Sticking by it. We'll find out what happens. We've got a lot more to get to. The Doug and Daddy Show rolls on after this.
I'm a business owner, and we called Kearney Cretin Block when we needed a new and inviting-looking driveway.
We called Kearney Cretin Block when we decided to do a fire pit and patio. You should be calling Kearney Cretin Block and Christensen Concrete for all your concrete and masonry supplies. Let the professionals help you enhance the beauty and value of your home and business. Kearney Cretin Block and Christensen Concrete Products, building generations one block at a time.
Give the gift of health this holiday season with the Hastings YMCA membership gift certificate. Certificates may be purchased for any Y membership at either YMCA Welcome Center. The Hastings YMCA offers a variety of memberships to choose from, including youth, adult, couples, and family memberships, so no one is left out. For more information, contact the Y at 402-463-3139. So stop by the 16th Street YMCA to give the gift of health this year.
Since the dawn of time, the land has been nurtured, first by the hands of nature and then by the hands of man. Farming is a way of life here. Today's farmer has a feel for the land, a knowing touch that shows in the riches of the harvest. And for years, they've depended on CHS Agri-Service Center to help them. CHS is a locally owned and locally controlled, so the people behind the counters and on the phones are the people you've known for years, people you can rely on. There's a CHS Service Center near you, and always here at chsagri.com.
So you work late, golf, play ball, whatever. You're thinking,
if I could just have made happy hour, I got something good to eat after 10 at night.
Well, Jersey says come on in Monday through Thursday, 9 to 11, and enjoy late night happy hour for everyone who wishes they hadn't missed happy hour. And they're serving food till 11.
Seriously, why didn't I think of this?
Jersey Sports Bar, your true neighborhood sports bar where the grill and the game are always on. North 2nd Avenue, Vista Point Shopping Center.
It's third down and six, but that doesn't matter much anymore. With only 4 seconds left, the Lions are down by 5 points, and it's do or die at the 16-yard line. The game hinges on this play. Here comes the snap. Blitz coming from the field side, and he's going to run with it to the 15. Cutting inside to the 10. Five.
Are there any worse words than, quote, buffering or loading? When you think reliability and internet, think Prairie iNet. Prairie iNet provides reliable high-speed service that can keep pace with the excitement of football season. Sign up for Prairie iNet Internet today to receive a free month of service. Now you can stream your favorite TV shows and movies with the nation's largest fixed wireless network, Prairie iNet Internet delivers. Call and get a free month of internet just for choosing Prairie iNet. But this offer is for a limited time only, so call now. Call Prairie iNet for details now at 308-221-7844. That's 308-221-7844.
Where you're a neighbor, not a number, we're Custom Pack.
This week, a Custom Pack of Hastings get a 5-pound box of 100% ground beef patties, only $18.97 each. Fresh lean pork country ribs, $1.68 a pound. And wild-caught Canadian walleye fillets, only $6.95 a pound. It's all at Custom Pack of Hastings.
At Custom Pack, you're a neighbor, not a number.
Five Points Bank in Hastings sincerely thanks you for your business during the past year, wishing you every happiness for the holidays. Season's greetings from all of us at Five Points Bank in Hastings, the better bank.
Wishing you a holiday season with happiness and prosperity throughout the coming year. This heartfelt message comes from the staff and management of Valentino's in Kearney.
Doug and Danny Show, Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation. Doug, due to Jim Langan with you on a special day where Nebraska has officially introduced Mike Riley as their new head football coach. Chris Schmidt from Hale Varsity is standing by from Lincoln. A couple more comments before we get to Chris, though. This comes from Luke to the Dent Popper inbox. I think it's very clear during his presser that he was not going to disparage Oregon State's players or program, as he has too much respect for them. That's why he deflected the questions about comparing resources and about poor seasons. You just praised your buddy Darren. Now I'm going to throw him under the bus. He responds, Wisconsin 70, Nebraska 31, Oregon State 10, Wisconsin 7. Feel a little better? No. No. I don't even care. It was the same season. Has nothing to do with the current status. So you won a game that you had all summer to prepare for. 10-7. Wisconsin beat up. Wisconsin coached up throughout the year. Nebraska, they got flagged for a bad penalty. You know, that's all it was. You know, Kenny Bell legal hit. All it was. Chris Schmidt was at the press conference in Lincoln, host of Hale Varsity. He joins us on the Doug and Daddy Show. Schmidt, good morning.
How are you guys?
Well, we're good. We're into it. We're getting a lot of response here. Some middle of the road, most middle of the road. No negative stuff. And I know some of the stuff I've already said is going to be construed as negative. It's more the other side of the argument. Here's the question, Schmidt. I said it to start the show, and this is what I'm going to hang with here for a few days. It's simple. Are you sold?
I am, and here's why. I look at his track record. I look at his personality. I heard the word teach a thousand times in the last hour, and that's not knocking the narrative between the athletic director or the new coach, but I think that's maybe what was being done here in Nebraska and under Bo Pelini, but maybe it can be done a different way. We all learn differently. And I think with the talent he's had, he's going to come into here, if he can heal, and I think he'll heal. He can have a great talent base with just decades of expertise as a coach, with a presumed good staff around him. Put all that together, he's always been a guy that's done more with less and had some different type cycles. Well, if you put together, you do more with more, and you just hit the ground running from a recruiting standpoint, you have a new energy around here. I think those are all bullet points to me as to why, you know, I'm on board right now. I just like his approach. I like his history, and I like the projection of him being able to do more with more opposed to doing more with less.
Sean Eichhorst deflected the questions. I mean, obviously, Dirk Chatelain asked both Coach Riley and Sean Eichhorst about Riley's track record, especially over the last 5 years, and why Nebraska fans should believe that Riley has what it takes. And then it depends on what side of the fence you're on. Some people, well, just Nebraska can't recruit. And then the other guy says, well, Nebraska has talent, but they can't coach him up. I believe there's talent there. But Eichhorst says, we will win with Mike. What does he mean by we will win with Mike? Because he went on to say, when Riley hasn't been winning the big game, conference championships, national championships. So what are we looking at here? What is he actually saying when he says we will win with Mike?
I think Mike's style and track record needs to be taken into context with Mike. I think Eichhorst's deduction is, look, if he had all the tools to win, and you've seen that on different business letterheads, then think what he could have done with facilities, with history, with tradition. Think what could have been. Look what he's already done without a lot of that. And I think that's what he meant by we can win with Mike. We can absolutely win with Mike because of, look at Nebraska, look at what you're walking into, look at what you're inheriting, look what's built over the last 50-plus years, with the, you know, starting with Devaney. Look at all of that, and look what you've done already with a drop in that bucket. I think that's the assertion by Eichhorst, that we can win with Mike.
You know, when this is Jim Lang, and hey, what I look at is I'm trying to look at programs that have won, and they've hired different people and come in and tried to turn the program around. There's been guys that have been at Boise State, for instance, mm-hmm. and maybe go to Colorado, and it just didn't work out. They won at Boise State.
You got a history. Your Boise example is great because you had Dirk Cutter that was there, and then it was Hawkins, and then finally it was Peterson. You got a run of those guys. I interrupted you. Sorry, but that
no, go ahead. If you like my point, that well, go ahead, take it because I want you to go ahead, and I'll come back to it later. Go ahead, please continue because this is probably the point I was going to make. That you can look at, that guys will come in, and just because they're with this program and they won, they go to another program, and it doesn't mean they're going to win because they already had the advantage where they were at. At Boise State, that was the advantage, to be there at North Dakota State to Wyoming. You know, you're going to win there. You know, you make this move. Well, the only thing I'm concerned about at Oregon State is he had 14 years. I look at guys at like TCU, Northwestern, that could turn the program around. They did have a year or two where they finally won and they went to the Rose Bowl. Or TCU, this isn't the first time TCU's been in the elite program right now. But, boy, a years ago. But that guy stayed there, and it's his program. I think if we get down to it, I think at Oregon State, I think his time had come. I think they thought 14 years is too long. Maybe he had a little bit more time there. But I think they were ready for him to leave Oregon State. Your thought on that?
I think that's fair. I don't think they were going to get rid of him this year, but I think next year would have been a big year. Maybe he knew what was coming back. I also know that he doesn't get credit for Oregon State's best years ever. I mean, Dennis Erickson is the one that has the BCS win over Notre Dame in the Fiesta Bowl. Well, that was his team he handed off before he went to the Chargers. And he had the NFL opportunity to be a head coach, so he took it. And then he came back and kind of Erickson walks into good situations and then, historically speaking, doesn't really leave the cleanest kitchen. So he came in and kind of rebuilt it. And programs like TCU, programs like Northwestern, you're talking about in Power 5 conferences, they are cyclical, and it's similar to Oregon State. Now, Oregon State hadn't achieved what a Northwestern did under Barnett, or TCU, what they're doing under Patterson. But there's a common downfall, too, where you'll be up for a couple of 3 years, but you can't always sustain it. And the programs will have a 4-win season or a 3-win season or a 5-win season. That's also documented along with the great heights and success. The sustainability has been the issue. I think that was the issue at Oregon State, is he had hit that nine win total, that 10-win total with some big wins. Even in his down years, he's had some great upsets. So he's won the big game. They just haven't been able to follow up with it. And I think what's really swallowed him whole is the fact that he's 45 minutes away from Oregon. He's not just one university, one state. He's competing against Oregon. Phil Knight, how sexy Oregon's been the last 8 to 9 years with Chip Kelly, and now what's going on there with Mariota. So I think he was in a much tougher situation based on his location.
Talking with Chris Schmidt, host of Hail Varsity, 4 to 6 weekdays here on ESPN Radio, about the hire of Mike Riley as new Nebraska coach here on the Doug and Daddy Show. Positives and negatives about his answer, his knowledge of Nebraska. Obviously, Bill Callahan had no knowledge of Nebraska, and it ended up turning into a negative. He didn't care. He didn't care. He shunned the walk-ons and on down the list, not to rehash that. But what can be, it seems like he doesn't know a lot about Nebraska, obviously the kids or the team, and he's going to learn on that, and he says that'll be a fun process. But he did hit a couple of those key points that'll make Husker fans happy. Pluses and negatives of not having to worry about all the baggage. We've talked about the Tom Osborne era finally is over. He had no say in anything that happened with this. But the knowledge now of not having or being in a spot where Riley doesn't have to worry about that anymore, as some of the previous coaches did.
I think he said himself he's a history teacher. That's what he wanted to be, and he wanted to be a coach, and that's what his pops was. So he knows the history. He also understands that it's not likely to be replicated. I mean, look where he's been, man. He's been at SC, okay? He's been at Bama, and now he's at Nebraska. So he gets history. He understands the magnitude. He is a huge Osborne guy. I kind of smiled to myself when he said, yeah, when I would go meet with my players, I would go through Coach Osborne's book I have on my bookshelf. And I thought that was pretty cool. I mean, I think there's a lot of folks who model their coaching and their leadership after Tom Osborne, and you should. And he threw that out there, and I think he was sincere about it. I think he wants to kind of just create his own legacy, but he's not fearful of what Nebraska was, and I think he wants to take it back. I think part of the appeal to this and part of the pitch was, be the guy to make Nebraska nationally relevant again. Make Nebraska a contender for a title again. You're that guy. We believe in you. Come do this. Look with you. Look how close you've come at Oregon State. And what's held you back is the fact you're Oregon State. You don't have any roadblocks here at Nebraska. Just go do your thing. Recruit well. And the facilities and resources are here. It's set up for you.
Schmitty, national relevance. Take me through what the room was like there today. As we mentioned yesterday, when they held it in a different spot than the regular press conference, it was so it could hold more people comfortably. Players attending, boosters attending, what was the room like outside of the media? And then piggybacking that from national relevance, unless I missed it, was there any national representation there today?
To answer your second question first, I did not see anyone from Sports Illustrated. I did not see anyone from ESPN. I didn't mean Mitch Sherman. He's the national writer, but he's, you know, so yes and no. I mean, Mitch is national, but as far as your major faces in college football people, I mean, Herb Street and Corso weren't hanging out in the parking lot, so no. Nationally, it was muted. Locally, anyone and everyone was here who has a microphone or a media pass, or maybe they just joined the media club because there's some new faces, and you know how that goes with news stations. So, yeah, I mean, it was comfortable. It was cordial, and, yeah, I mean, you had about every station and network and newspaper and radio go down the list. There are people you you know and bump into, they were here. So it was as you expect, and I think folks kind of came away with it, breath of fresh air.
Hey, I think your point is well taken. I think it was an excellent point, and I hope that our listeners understand this, because what you're basically saying is at Oregon State, it was really going to be tough to win football games. There are some programs out there that have an advantage over everybody else. They may not win all the time, but they have an advantage over everyone else. And I'll give you some. Alabama's a yes. Auburn's a yes. Oklahoma's a yes. And Florida's a yes. I'm going to give you a couple no's that I think. BYU, Lavelle Edwards is gone. That will never be the same. Kansas State, when Bill Snyder leaves, that will not be the same. Penn State will not be the same. What is Nebraska? Hopefully, you're telling me that Nebraska is still like the Bama, Auburn, Oklahoma, and Florida. We're not on that other list. Your thoughts?
Well, I think they can become that because, I mean, they're not – they haven't turned into – I mean, they haven't had issues like Penn State has with their scandal. They haven't – they didn't turn into Florida State when they were doing the – they haven't turned into Texas, I guess is the best way to put it, where – you had Mac and you just got lazy. I mean, I think there's been effort, whoever's been here, to get better. It just wasn't a fit at times. K-State's is the best and brightest example of, I think, what you're dealing with at Oregon State. Kind of an isolated place. Really, you want me to come to X, Y, or Z? You want me to come to Corvallis? You want me to come to Manhattan? It's a tough sell job. And what's the niche Coach Snyder's found? It's been the JUCOs, because there's a million of them down there in Kansas. It's worked out. I'm going to get you a college education. I'm going to get you out of JUCO. You're going to come play ball here, and we'll win a lot of games, and we'll do it as a family. That's the pitch he has. And K-State's been the best example of what really you deal with facility-wise and population-wise and really identity-wise in Oregon. Kansas kind of the college in the state of Kansas, K-State's kind of an afterthought. Not nice to say, but that's a popular opinion. Same thing with Oregon State. Nebraska is always Nebraska, and whether you're 15 or you're 50, you know that Nebraska used to be good, and they're not far away from being good again.
Chris Schmidt, Hail Varsity host, 4 to 6 every weekday. Plenty of things going on. We've got plenty of guests between now and the noon hour. What do we got later this afternoon, Schmitty?
We're going to catch up and kind of do a recap, a roundtable, the Hail Varsity roundtable. And Mike Babcock will be with us. Aaron Babcock will be with us. Bill Dolman going to jump on the Pride of Fairbury, longtime supporter of Nebraska Athletics. Bill, of course, used to do the Tom Osborne show, so Bill will be with us. And we will also run down Mike Schaefer, 24/7 Sports, talk some recruiting, and have some thoughts going into the weekend with the championship, the conference game. So we'll have a full recap of the press conference and some takeaways.
Well, we've got to get to more of the fans here, because I'm getting buried right now, and I'm going to have to put up my shield and say that, folks, I'm not against Mike Riley. I am just saying what you, the listeners, and you, the fans, have been telling me for the last 2 years, and now how that suddenly, when I repeat it back to you, what you have been telling me is now not the way you view the Nebraska football program, which is somewhat astonishing to me, but that's the way it is.
It's been a 180. Everybody started out yesterday morning around this time going, so-so, right? I mean, whatever, it's a cold piece of pizza, right?
Well, he's a good guy. He's a good guy, Schmitty.
Yeah, absolutely. Absolutely. But it started out with just you're underwhelmed. And then if you did any research or you talked to anybody who's played for him or coached against him or just people you trust, the outside view, you're sold by the end of the day. And that's kind of what happened. That was my process yesterday.
Well, it's going to be fun for the next couple of weeks because we've definitely got something to talk about. We'll find out where Nebraska goes bowling on Sunday as well. Schmitty, hey, appreciate you chiming in, and we'll be listening this afternoon.
You guys take care. Thanks so much.
Take care. Host of Hail Varsity, Chris Schmidt, with us here on the Doug and Daddy Show. Let me just get to a couple of these right here, Jimmy, and I want more of the fans' reaction because that's why we are here on the Doug and Daddy Show, whatever the case may be. And obviously now it's Nebraska football, which is at the top of the list when it comes to any sports that we talk about. This comes from Ron. He says, hey, Doug, cheer up a little. Husker Nation will survive. Give this guy a chance. This guy is a quality, classy, smart man. No more spitting on the officials. As far as the staff is concerned, let's wait until he announces them before you tear him down. Merry Christmas. Again, I don't think I said anything that's tearing him down. I'm telling you that these big names that you think, I mean, who's a big-name coordinator? You've got Lane Kiffin. Give me another big-name coordinator. Anybody? 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 And that's at the number one team in the country. And was. And has been. So that's what I was saying about that. And I will give him a chance. I told folks for the last week, Jimmy, all week, I said, I don't care whose name is in the blank. The bottom line is you have to win.
Yeah, Doug, the thing you did is you had a fair question, but the only thing is it's just you only get to answer it one way. You know,
and that's
are you sold? And so if I told and I said, no, I'm not sold. But you know what? I wouldn't be sold on anybody, guys. It didn't matter who they brought in. I'm not sold that they're going to win.
Now, you know, I can't.
I just can't be sold on it.
You
yeah.
can't tell me Nick Saban would come to Nebraska and automatically win a Big Ten.
That's what I'm saying. I'm not sold on that. That's
Nate
right.
says, and Nate's been firing off here the last week, and we appreciate it. He says, "No offense, Doug, but you sound like a Bo Leaver still crying in their Cheerios about this. Is the future uncertain? Absolutely. Did I think Bo should have been fired? Not really. I didn't care for Bo, but give Riley a chance. You guys are already saying he's not going to win, and we haven't played a game."
Now, that's not what
I never said that.
Neither one of us said that.
I never said that. Maybe we won't, and you'll be a genius, but to quote Chris Carter, come on, man! I don't think any fan of this team thought Bo was going to get let go. The Bo Leavers need to get over this, and I'm not a Pelini fan, and I'm unhappy we are starting over, but I think we all wondered what we were getting. But just character-wise, this guy is a step up. Go Big Red. I will say this the entire time. Nobody's going to care about Mike Riley's character if he's 2-9, 3-8, 4-7. You're going to say, heck, you know, by God, he was a good guy. You know what? Tom Osborne was a good guy when everybody wanted him fired, too. That's all I'm saying. That's all I'm saying. I hope he wins the national title next year, people. Don't ever overlook that. I hope he wins the national title. I hope he comes out and these kids and these players get over that first one from BYU, show the confidence, go to Miami, get the win, and head into conference play and start over and get after it and see what they can do playing the Michigan States and the Wisconsins again next year.
Yeah, I mean, good point. Look, we've had a lot of basketball coaches at the University of Nebraska that were good people, good guys, but eventually they didn't get to continue coaching.
I chuckle at all the Tim Miles comparisons. Tim had a good year last year. There's no debate. There's no doubt about it. Been here 2 years.
Yeah.
And they were terrible.
And you know what's
interesting? And he improved them.
And you know what's interesting, too, about that, Doug, and it's a good point, is that his – you know, your stock goes up and down, and sometimes it doesn't take very long for it to go back up.
Yeah.
You went four games in a row and beat Wisconsin at home last year. You know, that was the stock went really high. You know, really, really went high. So, I mean, yeah, the stock goes up. But, yeah, I do agree with one thing, though. Hey, let's give the guy a chance. I think you and I are both in agreement that, hey, we've already made this move. Here's the guy. You know, Doug, one thing that's kind of interesting to me is I wonder if the – people realize how many people did not want this job that were head coaches. I mean, that were head coaches in the Pac-12. You think about it. You could write it down on a piece of paper. Name how many of the 12 coaches in the Pac-12 really did not want the Nebraska job? If they said, "Hey, you can have it, or you can stay where you're at," try to figure out what that number is, because I'll guarantee you it's not 12-0.
Oh no!
You know what I mean? I mean, it's closer to 500 than you think.
Yeah. Colorado, Utah, Oregon State. We're going to take a break on the Doug and Daddy show. Are you surprised? Because Sean Eichhorst almost has sold me that he didn't really make contact with Riley until Sunday. Really? Come on. How's that possible? How can you turn a deal this big in 2 days? Congratulations if you did. But he's trying to pass off that he did not have the next coach hired before he fired Bo Pelini. I just find that a huge gamble and crazy if it is. So just your thoughts. We're going to get to that when we come back here on the Doug and Daddy Show. We've got a lot more coming up. Lindsey Schnell, Sports Illustrated and the Oregonian. Dave Revson, Big Ten Network. We will devote some time to local stuff today. UNK and Hastings College, high school wrestling, Ty Swarm, Kearney, Brian Laux, Hastings, they're going to join us. So a lot more, but most importantly, your phone calls, 888-455-3776, your emails, Doug and Daddy at ESPNSuperstation.com, and more of your tweets to get to at ESPN1460-1550.
Laser level, you were probably a little suspect. Now you wonder how you did without it. At a Red Wing shoe store, we use the latest tools to give you the best fit, like a digital measuring device that not only scans the length and width of your feet, but even gauges pressure points and arch height. And Red Wing offers a 30-day comfort guarantee. It's all part of making sure your boots do their job so you can do yours. Red Wing Shoes. Work is our work.
Spring is here, and that means it's time to clean up during the spring sale at Rent-A-Center. Right now, save on all washer and dryer pairs and all refrigerators, priced to fit your budget, with setup and delivery included. Get all the features and functions you need with the latest technology you want with no credit check. Hurry in and clean up on the season's best deals for your home during the spring sale going on now, only at Rent-A-Center. Rental purchase transaction offer expires April 26, 2014. See store for details.
From the Casper family to yours, Steve Casper, your Hogemeyer seed dealer, wishes you a warm and wonderful holiday and a bright and beautiful new year.
For lunch or dinner, it's Grand Island's best sports bar with really great food, Bandits, where you can enjoy Saks's Pizza, the area's favorite. Bandits' famous wings, Sparky, Buffalo, Sweet Teriyaki, Garlic Parmesan, and Spicy Breaded. There's Taco Chef and Chicken Salads, Meatball Subs, and an appetizer menu which includes Tim's delicious taco meat and melted cheese nachos, toasted to perfection. Weekday happy hours from 4 to 6 and all day Sunday with ice-cold 250 huge mugs and $2 domestic pints and bottles. Grand Island's best sports bar with really great food. Head to Bandits, 13th and 281. Grand Island.
Joy, a feeling of great happiness that's often given when helping others and doing what's right. If someone you know has spent the year giving the gift of joy, nominate them at fnbplattevalley.com/joy. We'll be drawing three winners for a $100 prepaid card between December 8th and 19th so we can give back to those who give so much. Visit fnbplattevalley.com/joy. First National Bank, member FDIC.
All tires are on sale at the 13-hour tire sale, Monday, December 8th from 7 a.m. to 8 p.m. at all Grand Tire locations. Their last big sale of the year. All Goodyear, Cooper, Dunlop, Hankook, and Kelly tires will be on sale. During the 13-hour sale only, purchase coupons for a lube, oil, and filter service for only $16.88. Limit of five per person, great for holiday gift giving. This is a one-day only sale, Monday, December 8th, so don't miss out. Grand Tire, your tire store next door.
This is a wish for happiness and good luck to our customers and friends. Your friendship and business are appreciated by the entire staff at Pleasanton Irrigation, your Zimmatic dealer in Pleasanton.
Here's a wish for good luck and lasting cheer throughout the holiday season. May contentment and happiness walk with you through the coming year. The best of the season from everyone at Molly's Motorworks, East 25th Street in Kearney.
Your friends at Lips Printing would like to take this time to wish good friends and customers like you a happy holiday season and a wonderful new year. Thanks for doing business with us.
Welcome It's a new day in Nebraska football, which we've said more in the last 11 years than we did in the 25 to 35 years before that. But Mike Riley is the new head football coach. His press conference this morning, you can check it out on our podcast, part of the Doug and Daddy Show at ESPNSuperstation.com. Doug Duda, Jim Langan, our producer, Jeff Babel, keeping everything going in the background. How's it going back there, Jeff?
It's crazy, man.
You got any tidbits you want to throw at me right now?
I got nothing for you.
Oh, boy.
I'm trying to find your trivia question.
Yeah, that's right. We've got Fanatics of Friday trivia still coming up. We'll have Pigskin Pick'em towards the end of the show. Dave Revson, Big Ten Network, Lindsey Snell, Sports Illustrated, and the Oregonian, who was right there during the Riley tenure at Oregon State. A little wrestling with Hastings and Kearney coaches Brian Laux and Ty Swarm. Let's get back to the emails, tweets, Facebook comments. And again, if you've got a call, this is a good time to do it. 888-455-ESPN. We're here till noon, but I know the next hour really full of our guests. So if you like to call and comment on what you thought of Mike Riley, your first impressions from the press conference and what you're seeing and reading and hearing, we'd love to hear from you. This is back to the emails here. As far as the staff, his offensive coordinator is not coming. His defensive coordinator, Banker, said he would come to Nebraska if he didn't get the head coaching job at Oregon State. I am from the Oregon area in Corvallis. Their facilities are sad compared to Nebraska. Give him a chance to coach and get it going. This comes from Mark. Says the style of offense adapts to the player's strengths. I imagine with the Mornay personnel, Westerkamp, Turner will see a lot of yards after catch. Thoughts? Thoughts are there's some talent there. I'm sure he's going to try to find the best way to use them. I think every coach does that. That's the magic elixir, though, right, Jimmy? Is you got to find the right match.
Yeah, but he basically, when they answered the question, he didn't come in and say, "Hey, yeah, we're running the wishbone, and I'll guarantee you I'm not changing." You know, he said, "Hey, well, I'll change whatever it takes for us to move the ball. We might go under center. We might be going fast as we can or whatever we have to do." But it's kind of interesting. One thing I liked about him, his dad was a football coach. You know, he's been around it. You know, the family thing. Football's been his life. And he made the comment about the history of it. He said, "Hey, you know, my wife never did figure out why we'd come into some city and go, 'Hey, let's pull in and look at their stadium.'" And she's going, "You got to be kidding me." You know, I thought that was a good – tells a little bit about him, about how he likes the history of the game, and he's just a football guy.
Let's go to Husker Brian. He says, "I'm not 100% sold, but he is our coach, and Nebraska fans should show their support." I think that's the majority. Everybody's going to show their support. Get behind him. Why wouldn't you? They are Nebraska. They are your team. They are the Huskers. It shouldn't really matter who the head guy is as long as they're getting it done. So there you go. And now, it didn't take long to come up, but I saw this last night. Andrew says, "Can we talk about Jack Gangwish getting bit by a raccoon and then killing it with a wrench he had in his truck?" True story, apparently. Wednesday night, Gangwish is driving on the outskirts of Lincoln, sees a raccoon. For some reason, he does what college kids do. He wants to take a picture with it. Raccoon bites him. It's probably not a good idea, being a country boy that Jack Gangwish is. Wonder if this thing has rabies. I better get it in and get it tested. Well, you're out in the wild. It's going to be hard to wrestle a raccoon and throw him in something that you don't really have. So he did what you do and took it in. Hopefully the darn thing doesn't have rabies, because that doesn't sound like that would ever be fun. So, Jack, what are you doing, though? Don't take pictures with raccoons.
That's beyond me. I can't. I just.
You got nothing?
Well, it reminds me of something that might happen when I was a principal at the school I was at, because they talked about that stuff a lot. And I'm going, "You got to be kidding me. You guys did that?"
Jimmy.
Yeah.
You know what? This used to happen a lot on the Jim Rome show. They'd come in and have little poems and sonnets, and we have a limerick. This is a limerick for us.
All right, good.
Let's see how good the limerick is. Is it a good limerick, Jeff? I can't wait to read the book. Here's what John in Kearney says. "I'm writing a limerick for my friend Doug today as a tribute to our past coach, Bo." And, of course, they always have to start out with, "There once was a man named Doug who was so negative he pulled out the rug. His passion was strong, had superlatives all day long. Pulled on his heartstrings was a great big tug. Bo's gone. Let's all settle down and accept this guy." So let's read that again.
Okay.
"There once was a man named Doug, was so negative he pulled out the rug. His passion was strong, had superlatives all day long. Pulling on his heartstrings was a great big tug. Wow. John has a lot of free time on his hands. Thanks, John. I appreciate the effort.
Doug, are you that negative with the fire? You're not that negative with the fire, are you? I mean, seriously, you're not that negative. I mean, it doesn't mean you're on that side of the fence, but it doesn't mean you're not that negative.
Yeah, I wasn't calling for Nebraska to fire Bo Pelini.
That's what I mean.
So
yeah,
I guess I was on the other side, right?
Right. Exactly.
I was on there to keep Bo Pelini.
Right.
And I'm just saying what Husker fan has been yelling at me, and sometimes literally, for quite some time. We can't win the big one. We keep getting blown out. All I'm saying is Mike Riley better be able to win them. Wisconsin, instead of being 59-24, if you give me 35-24 and you're happy, you're an idiot. What do you want? That's what you're telling me. You're telling me we can't. We got to quit losing those. Got to quit losing those. Got to quit getting blown out. I am just repeating what you have told me. I have my opinions. I'm repeating what you told me. That's what I'm going with.
You know what's kind of interesting, Doug, is I'd like to see what Nebraska, I think all time, and Jeff, you can look this up, but I think all time Nebraska's had 10 overtime games. 10 football games that went into overtime since they started the overtime, which was around the 95-96 season, I think, when they started the overtime. Nebraska's had 10 games that went into overtime. We're 9-1 in overtime. I think anytime you go into overtime, didn't that win in a big one? I mean, once the game goes to overtime and you win it, that's winning the big game. I mean, because right now, you're going up there, and that means you've watched your team play for 60 straight minutes. You know, so everybody keeps talking about not winning the big game. Well, you know what? Most people don't win the big game. You can look at all NCAA football coaches, and guess what? Most of those teams, at the best, are 500 in playing the big games. You know, because once you get to the big game, you know, let's be honest. If there's four teams playing for the big game, guess what? Only there's going to have these four teams are going to be playing for the national championship. One team's going to go 2-0. Two teams are going to go 1-1, yeah. And the other team are going to go 0-1. So only one coach is going to go over 500 in the top when they get to the Final Four.
Fire him! We go to the Final Four every year, but we can never win.
Yeah,
fire him!
Yeah.
We're here at the Midway Auto Dealership broadcast booth. Midway Chevrolet, Buick, Cadillac, Midway Chrysler, Dodge, Jeep, Ram, South 2nd Avenue in Kearney, where to those who make us who we are, Chevrolet and its dealers are proudly offering special pricing for educators through the end of the year. Current employees of a public or private school, university, or college are eligible to participate in the new educator discount program. That means you, Mike Riley, you'll receive a discount on the purchase or lease of a new 2015 or 2014 Chevrolet. Check out the award-winning, fuel-efficient lineup to find the perfect vehicle for you and get an additional $1,500 educator discount off the manufacturer's suggested retail price. It's what Chevy does for you. It's what they do for you. At your Midway Auto Dealerships, South 2nd Avenue in Kearney, and online at thinkmidway.com. A special extended edition of the Doug and Daddy Show, getting your reaction to the hiring of Mike Riley, his press conference this morning, Doug Duda, Jim Langan, and many more guests, and your calls, emails, tweets. Fire them off, folks. We'll be right back.
I'm here about the package delivery job.
But you're a reindeer.
Name's Rudolph.
Don't you work for Sam?
Yeah, but I'm looking at other options.
Why?
You heard about the Nebraska Lottery's Yuletide ride giveaway?
Yeah, when you enter non-winning holiday scratch tickets online, you'll have a chance to win a 2015 Jeep Cherokee Trailhawk. And the price of your ticket is the number of entries you get. A $1 ticket equals one entry, a $2 ticket equals two entries, and so on. I'm really excited about it.
So's Santa. If he wins a 2015 Jeep Cherokee Trailhawk, I can kiss my sleigh-pulling days goodbye. Catch my drift?
I do. Well, do you have any special skills?
Oh, besides being able to fly at 900 miles an hour and having a nose that lights up?
I mean, do you have any experience delivering packages?
You're kidding, right?
Must be 19. Please play and give responsibly. Jeep, Cherokee, and Trailhawk are registered trademarks of Chrysler Group, LLC. Chrysler Group, LLC is not a sponsor of this promotion.
Hi, this is Ron Wall with Cargill Ag Horizons Marketing Services, better known as CAMS. As a personal marketing manager, I bring Cargill's global knowledge to your home or office by delivering unique insights that can benefit your operation. When you work with CAMS, you have expert marketers working for you so that you can concentrate on the business of farming. To learn more about how our disciplined approach to risk management can benefit your operation, call me at 402-710-1200. Cargill, helping farmers prosper.
Kelly Tucker has worked at Anderson Brothers for over 30 years. He encouraged his kids to check out college and something else.
Come see us. We'll train you. That's what we've been good at doing. I've always said that Anderson Brothers is more like a college. And that's why I call it Anderson Brothers College, because we do train a lot of people. And they can take that anywhere they go. And there's good wages. There really are. You got to work for it, but there's good wages.
Check out the career options at Anderson Brothers Electric, Plumbing, and Heating in Kearney and Holdridge.
She is the quarterback of Holiday Entertainment. He calls the signals in the pre-meal huddle.
Let's get after it. Party on three.
Marks a check down on the hors d'oeuvres tray. Shouts an audible before the entrees and sets the party in motion. And she did it partly because she knows where to get her Holiday Entertaining beverages. And her go-to guys are at Midtown Mart Hastings. Entertaining can require anything from a fine wine for a formal sit-down with family to a variety of beers for bowl game parties. So take it from the primary signal caller. Stop in Midtown. Mark. West 2nd, Hastings.
Assisted living. Is it about help with the daily needs of living or about getting more out of life? Is it about the services offered or the spirit in which help is given? At Good Samaritan Society Hastings Village, the difference is in a philosophy that everyone deserves to feel loved and valued. In fact, it's a lot more than assisted living. It's a little help from your friends. For more information on assisted living, give us a call at Good Samaritan Society Hastings Village or find us on the web at good-sam.com.
During the holiday season, more than ever, our thoughts turn gratefully to those who have made our progress possible. Thank you, and have a Merry Christmas and Happy New Year from Town & Country Bank, member FDIC.
During the holiday season, more than ever, our thoughts turn gratefully to those who made our progress possible. Thank you and best wishes for the holiday season and a Happy New Year from the Aurora Co-op in Minden.
It's third down and six, but that doesn't matter much anymore. With only 4 seconds left, the Lions are down by 5 points, and it's do or die at the 16-yard line. The game hinges on this play. Here comes the snap. Blitz coming from the field side, and he's going to run with it. To the 15, cutting inside to the 10, 5.
Are there any worse words than, quote, buffering or loading? When you think reliability and internet, think Prairie iNet. Prairie iNet provides reliable high-speed service that can keep pace with the excitement of football season. Sign up for Prairie iNet Internet today to receive a free month of service. Now you can stream your favorite TV shows and movies with the nation's largest fixed wireless network, Prairie iNet Internet delivers. Call and get a free month of internet just for choosing Prairie iNet. But this offer is for a limited time only, so call now. Call Prairie iNet for details now at 308-221-7844. That's 308-221-7844.
Show Doug Duda, Jim Langan in studio. Hey boy, let's take a look at the Midtown Mart cooler question. Midtown Mart of Hastings, home of the coldest beer and coolest topics. Evidently, I need to go set in one of the ice caves over there at Midtown Mart because I am getting roasted. I'm getting roasted. Yesterday, we asked you, should JT Barrett's injury impact Ohio State's chances at the top four? You said, yes, it should, in a negative way, basically saying, you know what, if they don't have their guys, then they're not going to be the same team. 54%, 38% said no. And we ask you today, what is your initial reaction to the hiring of Mike Riley as Nebraska's head coach, good or bad? You're going to get a lot of goods, I know that. But there's that in-between, what we're talking about here on the show. Vote now, your initial reaction to the hiring of Mike Riley at ESPNSuperstation.com. It is our Midtown Mart of Hastings cooler question. Sean says, oh, Duda, we all remembered you called it on the day Bo was hired that he would be the next guy that returned the Huskers to glory. That was Tony.
Was that Tony?
That was Big Daddy. Big Daddy was on Bo well before there was real legitimate talk of firing Bill Callahan. I will give the daddy credit for that. He was a bow guy while he was at LSU, and just even when the wheels were shaking a little bit early in that season, he was on the let's get Bo Pelini train. And I thought Bo, again, I'm one of the guys that like the fire. Now, sometimes is it over the top? Yes. I invented Bo TV, all right, and Angry Bo. And we've been down that road, so we won't rehash it. This comes from Delusional Husker Fan. No, winning an overtime game does not equal a big game. Winning an overtime versus someone like McNeese State is not a big game win, even though that wasn't overtime. It's just not. It was against Iowa. Sorry, Jimbo, I just had to say that. Besides, you called a crap foul on me when I was in high school at Loup City. Actually, all fouls called on me were crap.
Well, I'm sorry about the foul I called. I know the kid didn't make the free throws, though, because his arm was hurt so bad when he shot those. But, yeah. Yeah, I think my point is that, maybe those aren't – maybe those are not big games when you win in overtime. I wonder how you'd feel if they were 1-9 in overtime. If Nebraska was 1-9 in overtime, if somebody
are they
might
in overtime?
9-1 mm-hmm. career. Nebraska's 9-1 in overtime. I wonder what we'd feel like if we were 1-9, if any of those games were big, because I'll guarantee you, every time you lose one of those, you don't get to play for a national championship. Eric Crouch scored a touchdown against Notre Dame to go on and win the game. I wonder if he wins the Heisman Trophy. If he doesn't, I wonder if Eric Crouch doesn't win the Heisman Trophy, doesn't score that touchdown. So I'm going to disagree with him. Very seldom do I get that excited, but you go 9-1 in overtime. I'm going to say at least one of those was pretty big. How about the one against Missouri where a kid made a pretty good catch in the end zone to tie it 31-31, and then we go on and win the game 38-31. You think that catch is going to be that exciting? The one from Scott Frost? When he throws the ball.
Yeah,
who's the guy that caught it? What was his name?
I don't remember.
Yeah, I can't remember. But I'll bet you that 38-31 win. So if that guy wants to call back again and say, no, those games aren't important, that won a national championship for us. 31-24, scores it. So if I'm not beating you good enough now, buddy, go ahead and come back on me. All right, see you later.
The contract, by the way, we mentioned it at the start of the morning. It's a 5-year deal. $2.7 million a year with automatic $100,000 increases in each of the 5 years of the contract running through the end of February in 2020. So that is the contract deal, which is a little less now than the current contract of Bo Pelini. But again, remember, he was making $1.5 million, so this is a significant upgrade on his contract. Everybody likes him. Everybody loves the hire, though. And so That is one thing that will not be disputed on this program from me, that this apparently is a great guy and that everybody has nothing but good things to say about him, anybody that's worked with him or come across him or just met him. But what's hard is some of the national guys, how often have you actually done an Oregon State game or worked with him? So the two or three times, hell yeah, he was great. You were on his campus. He was, you know, Oregon State was flattered that you came and did a story on him.
I think he's a pretty good guy. I think, you know, coaching the San Diego Chargers and coaching the NFL, I think, let's be honest about that, Doug. We probably had enough guys. And you and I, and maybe you, but in particular, I'm just saying we've had enough people to say that he's a good guy, that he's probably a real good guy. And his interview, I thought he interviewed, he was very humble. He tried to answer the questions good. He was polite. So I think he's probably a pretty good guy. I don't know if we'll win football games, but I definitely think he's a good guy.
Also, again, Harvey Perlman, the chancellor, saying this was the only man that was offered the job. Should put to rest that Brett Bielema was offered and turned down the job, which some people were reporting. So it looks like it's all pretty clean, happened fast. Riley saying, you know, the one question, I guess, in hindsight now that you have a little more time to think about it, I wish somebody, it was asked about the contact and how it all went down. And he said he'd had Mike Riley on his radar for 10 years, well before he was ever at Nebraska, in case wherever he was at the time needed somebody. When was the first time Sean Eichhorst ever talked to Mike Riley? Came across him, met him somewhere. Where did the small relationship that they have develop? Because I don't think it's a big one. They're not exchanging Christmas cards. They just know of each other. When did it first happen? When did you ask Mike Riley, hey, you know, if I'm ever looking for a coach at blah, 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 Miami of Florida, Nebraska, where he was before that, Wisconsin, Would you ever be interested in leaving Oregon State? That had to come up at some point, sometime in the last decade.
Yeah, I think one thing about when you're an AD, you're always looking for somebody when for a coaching position. You're always kind of looking. You know, Doug, when I went out and officiated for the years I did, and I was also a principal AD, I guarantee you I was looking at people, you know, to see how they with how they reacted with coaches and teachers and talked to all those avenues. So, you know, every time you hire somebody, you think, hey, you know what? You know, hey, if I need an elementary position open or if I need a coach or if I need somebody, you're always kind of looking. Even though the person you have you're happy with, you know, at some time those people will be gone. You know, they might be gone. I mean, Matt Rogers was a wrestling coach at SEM, and now he's the wrestling coach at Kearney Catholic Principal. But even when he was there, I thought, hey, I got to be looking for my next wrestling coach because he might leave sometime. So I think that was what he was trying to say was this guy's always been – in his radar. He's always thought that, hey, if I have a chance and an opportunity, this would be one of the guys I will consider for a job.
Sean comes back on the Twitter. He goes, sorry, Doug, it was bad phrasing. You said it would be the guy after Bo that brings Nebraska back. Hashtag good call.
Is that what you said?
Sure. Sure, that was 7 years ago.
Yeah, you know what? The defense was playing so bored that time. I think that's what Tom Osborne decided when he said he was going to – the defense was what we needed to get fixed. And he thought Bo was the defensive coordinator. And between Turner Gill and Bo, because I think that's what it got down to. Do you think there was another name that it got down to? But I thought it was Turner Gill and Bo were going to be the next head coach as far as what Ozzie got down to was those two.
That's what he said.
Yes, that's what he said. And I think he went with Bo because the defense needed to be fixed. The defense was giving up a tremendous amount of points. I think the last game Callahan coached, we lost 65-51 to Colorado. We could look that up, but that's not important. But I do know that every one of those games, if you bet the over, you were good.
Well, if you're just joining us, this would be the normal start time for the Doug and Daddy Show on a football Friday, but we have been going since 9 o'clock when Sean Icor stepped to the podium and introduced us all to Mike Riley, Nebraska's new head football coach, who'd been over the last 14 years at Oregon State, winning 93 football games. And we've got a lot more coming up when we return. Fanatics Friday Trivia, a chance for you to win a $25 gift card to Fanatics. We've got special guests, including Lindsey Schnell of Sports Illustrated and The Oregonian, Dave Revson of the Big Ten Network. We'll do some local talk as well. But what drives the show is your comments, your tweets, your emails, your phone calls. Tweet us at ESPN 1460 1550. Email us at DougAndDaddy@ESPNSuperstation.com or call the Kearney Chicken Coop fan line 888-455-3776. Oh, did I mention Dallas was a winner last night over the Bears? Our TNL update brought to you by TNL Irrigation, proven technology that's easier on you for a lifetime. We talk a little recruiting every Friday, and Jimmy, that question was brought up not only about the walk-ons but by the recruits, and I'm guessing that's first up here. He says assemble a staff and take care of these recruits. I think this staff has to be almost assembled, don't you?
Maybe
not down to the brass tacks. Yeah, with the major player.
Yeah, I honestly think he's looking at possible at keeping maybe one guy at Nebraska because some of the players that he wants to keep at Nebraska like this one coach really well. And I mean, and let's be honest about it. If you're a receiver, you're going to like your receivers coach because that's who you spend most of your time with. Yeah. You know, if you're the defensive line, you're going to like your defensive line coach. But he's probably going to look at one guy that these Nebraska players, because the Nebraska players, let's be honest, they like Bo Pelini. You know that. So I think he needs to find a stable guy on that staff. I don't know who that one guy is going to be. And then he might make shift from everybody else. But he'd like to keep somebody there that's going to be loyal to him. And he also is loyal to Boyle. He's just a guy that's going to be loyal and understands what his job is to do. He's there for the players and helps that process go. Now, I'm just guessing that. I may be completely wrong. But because they did like Bo Pelini, I think you can keep a couple people that were on the staff and at least one to just make the transition for at least 1 year.
Well, this is no different than any other job. These kids are going to step up, and there'll be a couple that just it doesn't jive. There'll be a couple that didn't like Bo and are going to like Coach Riley better. I mean, it's no different. We went through a variety of producers on the Doug and Daddy Show when they move on to another job or do something different within the company, and then we get used to the next one. And one of these days we'll be used to Jeff. So, you know, hey, it's all great. Jeff's taking care of us. He might push a button here because we're going to take a break and be back with more guests here on the Doug and Daddy Show.
All sports, one source, two stations, KICS Hastings, KXPN Kearney, Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation.
Burger King's once popular Yumbo hot ham and cheese sandwich from the 70s is back, baby. What you know about Yumbo?
Yumbo.
All the way from the Y to the O, every delicious and mouth-watering ingredient packed together real close.
Yumbo.
Hot Black Forest ham and melted cheese, and it's on the Burger King 2 for $5 menu. Yumbo, your yum straight.
Yumbo.
Try this and any other premium sandwich on the Burger King 2 for $5 menu.
Yumbo.
Only at Burger King. Limited time only. Price and participation may vary. Prices higher in Alaska and Hawaii.
Lift the hearts of others and let people know you care this holiday season. Spread joy with the help from Copycat Printing. Send greetings with personalized holiday cards, calendars, or festive stationery. At Copycat Printing, it's easy. Simply go to our website, carneycopycat.com, and click on Shop to browse through lots of new choices, both business and personal. Or make an impression and have your holiday cards custom made by our talented designers. Make the season yours with Copycat Printing in Kearney. Like us on Facebook for additional savings.
Hastings Physical Therapy, the standard for excellence in one-on-one care, is proud to offer Hastings' first and only on-site aquatic therapy pool, featuring state-of-the-art heated therapy pool technology with private locker rooms. Providers to Hastings College, The Danger, and South Central Nebraska. Make us your choice when you need physical therapy. Open 6 a.m. to 6 p.m. and conveniently located next to Applebee's on Osborne Drive West. Visit HastingsPhysicalTherapy.com to tour all of our services or call 402-462-2665.
There is supposed to be water in the stock tank, not all around it. You need to replace your stock tank. Head to Statler Implement and get a new Hastings stock tank and replace that old worn-out one. Statler Implement also specializes in electrical motor sales and service. Statler Implement has everything you need to keep the job running smooth. Go see Carlo and the gang at Statler Implement on East Highway 6 in Minden. You'll be satisfied with the service you'll get.
Trailers with service to back them up. Featherlight and Hillsboro Livestock stock utility trailers, Pronghorn utility beds, Hillsboro aluminum flatbeds, and DeWeese bale beds for pickups, plus race car trailers, cargo trailers, and concession trailers. For parts, service, and the best selection of trailers, call S&S Trailer Sales, Ness City, Kansas, 785-798-3661, or see their website at snstrailersales.com. And remember, you do have to spell out the and.
Agriculture liquid fertilizers offer farmers greater efficiency and unsurpassed application flexibility, providing crops the nutrients they need when and where they need them. SureK, Pro Germinator, Micro 500, and Enhance to help manage nitrogen more effectively. Products that provide real solutions to the fertilizer challenges you face. Better yields, better quality, better for the environment. That's responsible nutrient management. Visit agroliquid.com to find a dealer near you. That's agroliquid.com.
For lunch or dinner, it's Grand Island's best sports bar with really great food, Bandits, where you can enjoy Sax's Pizza, the area's favorite. Bandits' famous wings, Sparky, Buffalo, Sweet Teriyaki, Garlic Parmesan, and Spicy Breaded. There's Taco Chef and Chicken Salads, Meatball Subs, and an appetizer menu, which includes Tim's delicious taco meat and melted cheese nachos, toasted to perfection. Weekday happy hours from 4 to 6, and all day Sunday with ice-cool 250 huge mugs and $2 domestic pints and bottles. Grand Island's best sports bar with really great food. Head to Bandits, 13th and 281. Grand Island.
You want action. You want excitement.
This place is going nuts.
You want the ultimate adrenaline rush. Then you want the one and only PBR.
The Midway Auto Dealership's PBR Challenge coming to the Buffalo County Fairgrounds Saturday, December 13th at 7:30, featuring great riders and tougher bulls than you'd ever expect. Brought to you by Casey's General Stores, Rouse Farm Equipment, Taco John's, Cunningham's Journal, Bud Light, and JR's Western. Don't miss this year's Midway Auto Dealership PBR Challenge, December 13th at 7:30.
United, we transform lives. It's more than just a slogan. To many in our community, it means the difference between healthcare, financial stability, and education. Through United Way's community programs, over 24,000 lives will be touched by your donations. The funds raised through the annual United Way campaign will help support 41 programs right here in South Central Nebraska. Please find it in your heart to donate to this year's campaign. For more details, log on to UnitedWaySCNE.org or call 461-8412. Give, advocate, volunteer.
You've been listening to a Doug and Daddy podcast brought to you by Cunningham's Journal. Cunningham's Journal, the only bar you need to know in Kearney.
Oh, darling, I feel like amazing.
Don't make me do that again.
Okay.